On the Thursday edition of the Zone Daily Podcast, training camp practice number one is in the books. Lots of talk about vaccinations. Lots of talk about Julio Jones making his debut at Titans training camp. And lots to hear from Titans general manager John Robinson, who was on the Buck Rising show yesterday. I'll spare you my observations from one practice on a football field. Just because we get to watch practice doesn't mean we should analyze everything that happened at practice. You're going to hear some of the key points John Robinson made yesterday on the Buck Rising show, and we'll break down exactly what that means for the future of this team and for the future of Titans training camp. Wednesday, July 29th, the Daily starts right now.
Yesterday's headlines, tonight's topics, and one big story you need to know. This is the Zone Daily Podcast with Will Bowling.
Titans training camp practice number one in the books. The big headline is about the starting quarterback. A new memo from the NFL says that players who are unvaccinated are going to be masked through stretch, through portions of practice where it will not affect their athletic ability and their ability to compete. So we knew as soon as all the cameras, as soon as all the media members got out there for the stretch portion of Titans practice that we were going to run into a couple of athletes who had masks on, which would tell us that they were unvaccinated. Ryan Tannehill was one of those guys, and he addressed that in a press conference after his first practice with the Titans today, or yesterday, I should say, saying he wouldn't have gotten the vaccine without the NFL's protocols, all but requiring it, saying, quote, "Ultimately, that forced my hand." Look, I think you know my take on this if you listen to this show and listen to what I've had to say about this the past couple of weeks. Players in the NFL and players in football always need any kind of competitive advantage that they can get against other football teams in order to do their job. From college to pros, this is a theme that's not new. Nick Saban said it at SEC Media Days and said, yeah, we're going to get vaccinated because it gives us a competitive advantage to have all of our players available every single week. Well, what's the place where you need the biggest competitive advantage? Quarterback. So Ryan Tannehill, yeah, it's pretty important for that guy to be vaccinated because the drop-off from him to DeShone Kizer or Logan Woodside is one of the biggest drop-offs of any starter to backup on this Tennessee Titans team. So Ryan Tannehill did say he's in the process of getting the two vaccinations. He's gotten the first one. And will be vaccinated for the beginning of the preseason and for the beginning of the Titans regular season. Lots of talks about vaccinations today. John Robinson discussed some of those topics as well. Let's get to his comments on the Buck Rising show. So we'll start with the phases of COVID, the categories that these players have in front of them. Here's John Robinson yesterday with Buck Rising talking about more of this COVID protocol and how it affects his team in training camp.
Well, there are different stages. I kind of touched on that. Really, four different categories are where players at. You've got, you know, players that are fully vaccinated that don't have masks on. You have players that, you know, they're just waiting for that final, you know, day 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, whatever that may be, to be fully vaccinated. You've got some players that are in between vaccinations if they've taken the, you know, one of the two shots that are available. Then you've got some guys that have chosen not to get vaccinated or not to get vaccinated yet. So, you know, we're just following the protocols that the league's put in place and respecting everybody's decision and being mindful of the protection pieces that we need to do that the league says that we have to do in order that we can get this season played.
Now, John Robinson, Mike Vrabel have been pretty clear that they are for the vaccine and think that the Titans have made their organizational stance pretty clear on this, saying that the Titans are at the 90% mark of their players being fully vaccinated in order to get ready for this season. Christian Fulton was the other player with a mask on during the stretch portion of practice. But John Robinson wants his team to be a leader and wants this group to set an example as far as getting the vaccine.
Listen, it's obviously it's at the forefront of discussion in our country right now. You know, with the vaccination rates, the different variants that are coming out of this virus. You know, we're still in some degree of a pandemic. You know, the ebbs and flows of the charts on a daily basis with the number of cases, the number of hospitalizations. And I wanted it, you know, to be known that, you know, we want to be leaders in our community, in our state. We've educated our players. We continue to educate our players. At the end of the day, it's a personal decision, and we respect that. The protocols are put in place to protect the players, to protect the team, the teammates, our families, everything. That's why the protocols are in place. It's not for punishment. It's really more for protection. So to be at 90% vaccinated, you know, I thought that was important to share with the community, with those that follow our football team, our fans, so that they know we have been pushing to educate our players so that they have the information to make the best decision for themselves and their family.
So on a different topic, it still has to do with a little bit of health, because it's talking about two guys who were not on the practice field yesterday. The question that's going to be asked John Robinson, Mike Vrabel, every time they get up to a microphone over these first couple of weeks is, where are Bud Dupree and Caleb Farley? And this was John Robinson's answer about that on yesterday's Buck Rising show.
But Caleb Farley and Bud Dupree are fascinations, of course, by the fan base. First-round pick and your guys' top free agent acquisition this offseason. What information can you share with the audience about where these two guys are?
Yeah, those guys have worked extremely hard in the offseason, and they were part of the early group that came back a couple days early before the vets. And got some work in on the field. It's part of their return to play protocol, if you will. Different players are at different stages, depending upon where they're at health-wise. We're being mindful that our doctors and our trainers update Coach Vrabel and I daily on that. But those guys are progressing. I know they're working hard. I know they're itching to get back out here. But being mindful of, you know, of their bodies, and it's a long season. You know, it's a 6-month season, and we want to get off to a good start and make sure that they're in a good position so that they're, you know, playing productive reps for us there in December and hopefully January.
So I think there's a positive to take from there, from what John Robinson had to say about Bud Dupree and about Caleb Farley. And look, this is the Mike Vrabel philosophy in training camp, that the Titans tend to err on the side of caution on giving guys days off, not hurrying guys back from injury. I think that's a fine philosophy to have when it comes to Bud Dupree. This is a veteran player that's going to be able to have plenty of time to understand this Titans defense and get integrated quickly into what Shane Bowen and Mike Vrabel want of him on that side of the ball. I'm a little more worried, though, about Caleb Farley. It seems like every year under John Robinson, under Mike Vrabel, we're talking about some rookie and how their first season in two-tone blue is going to be affected by not having the first couple weeks of training camp. This was the case with A.J. Brown, who continues to be a unicorn in this way, of a guy that really wasn't impacted a whole lot by missing a lot of time in his first training camp. This was the case with Darrington Evans, Isaiah Wilson, of course. So there are a lot of players, I feel like, that Titans fans, they get so anxious to see these rookies on the field, and then all of a sudden, Caleb Farley's nowhere to be found to start training camp, which I don't think is a huge deal, but it is still a point of concern about getting him mentally understanding what the Titans want him to do defensively and seeing it on the practice field versus just sitting in meetings or being in Zoom calls or continuing to rehab his latest back injury. All right, so day number two of training camp coming up today on the Buck Rising Show. You can hear Rashawn Evans coming up at 11:15 today. Voice of the Titans, Mike Keith, will join us over there at 10:20 as we continue to update you on everything going on at training camp, pretty much live up to the minute until the closed portion of practice starts, and then as soon as practice ends, full reports and updates from Titans training camp live at St. Thomas Sports Park on the Buck Rising Show. You can also subscribe to 104.5 The Zone on YouTube and get highlights of practice every single day. Every time there are cameras allowed at practice, I'm going to be there, we're going to be there, and we're going to provide you a front row seat into Titans training camp. Yesterday, we've got some highlights of the Titans wide receivers. I was following them around yesterday. Julio Jones spending his first time in a Titans uniform at training camp in his long, illustrious career. A couple of takeaways I had watching those groups: Racy McMath looks like a machine. This is a guy that's not going to catch a lot of passes for the Titans in meaningful football games, or maybe even in regular season football games at all. But if that dude is moldable and a guy that you can kind of make work within your offense and figure out ways to develop him, the tools have never been the question with a guy like that. You walk on the field and see him, and you're like, oh, okay, The guy kind of looks like Julio Jones with how big and strong that he is. So a name that I'm watching, a guy that I'm continuing to watch at training camp over the next few weeks. Tomorrow, we will have more from training camp, more from our Titans radio crew, as you're going to be hearing a lot from them over the next couple of weeks, talking Titans training camp. There's nothing I love more than watching training camp practices with Coach Dave McGinnis. It is encyclopedia knowledge of the National Football League and of defense specifically. So we're going to be spending some time with the defense coming up tomorrow. That does it for today's show. Apple, Spotify, Google Play, and Stitcher to find us tomorrow morning at 5 a.m. once again on The Zone Daily.